Wednesdays with Waitley was just an idea I was bouncing around. And I think, yeah, let's get to know Jared on a more we know him professionally. Everyone does. Number one in the country. But we want to know behind the scenes. And last week started with a bang. Revealed that he went and rolled with a Nike Nike
earring
throughout his youth. Geraldo, welcome.
I feel like this has played better for you than it has for me so
no,
far.
No, no. I think it's important that we just try and unravel what's going on in your in your world and your life.
Talk about unraveling stuff. You haven't broken another console. He's broken another console, yes.
So I'm banished upstairs because of you. We're not talking about it. But...
he's done another console. No. So now he's got a buckled rib. He's got a torn hamstring and he's got a buckled console.
I can't break the console because it's not here. We wanted to know about, because you've got this encyclopedic knowledge and understanding of sport and the English language. I think you're a wordsmith of the highest order. Were you going to the library at lunchtime when you were at school or not?
So I was more likely to be reading about sport or talking about sport than playing sport. Right. I don't think any team missed anything by not having me as part of it. So I was a pretty stodgy opening batsman that some friends from Wheelers Hill or Mulgrave would tell you. There was a very clear equation as to I could see off the new ball, but after a certain point, if I continued to bat, the team's chances of winning diminished because I couldn't score.
But that takes some courage to get out there and face the new COD.
Yeah, so I never minded that side of it, but I couldn't hit the ball off the square.
Right.
I can actually remember the boundaries that I hit in my junior cricket.
I'll take a strong.
Too vividly. One day I closed my eyes and placed this slog sweep out to mid-wicket and was absolutely shocked to find that it had reached the boundary out there. The easiest thing I ever did, so I loved Better Loosen Up. Yeah. And Cox Plate Day, I had an arranged time with Dad when I had to leave our junior cricket to get to the Valley to watch Better Loosen Up
when
the Cox
Plate. When you're playing junior cricket.
Yeah. So
you just go out.
So I knew when I had to get out, which is not usually a great stretch. But this one day I was actually batting okay and I had made it past 50.
Ooh,
and I jumped down the pitch and hit the ball straight up in the air and got caught at mid-off. Walked past my teammates, picked up my kit, and it looked like I was storming off, jumped in a car and left. And there was sort of this, what the hell just happened here? No, I had to get to Moonee Valley on time. So I threw my innings away to make sure that I saw Better Loosen Up win the Cox Plate. I've never regretted it for a moment in my life.
I think that gives us the insight.
Yeah, it does.
After.
It does.
My boys, I got three boys, right? And they ran into Jared one day. And Jared said to them, I hope you're enjoying the Melbourne run to the finals in 2018 because I'm living the successes vicariously through you, through your dad, right?
Yeah.
My boys still quote that. They quote that to me verbatim when
I talk.
What,
the vicariously?
Vicariously. Have you always been a wordsmith?
So Mum was an English teacher and Dad loves sport with all his heart. So that's my two influences.
And do you continue to work at that or not? Because finding the right word at the right time is sort of your hallmark, really. It's a beautiful thing to listen to. But does it come naturally or do you work at it?
So that's the best part of it. So I read a lot, but I don't read sports material. I try to read more broadly. And what you become is an absorber of words. So almost a collector. I don't write them down or file them away. But in your mind, you go, well, that's a beautiful word.
Mm.
And sort of have it sitting there. And if things work, the right word will present to you at the right time. And there's a great professional satisfaction in that. That's the fun of it. So I think most of it's playing around with it and having fun with it. And so to collect those words. And Gideon Haig's just a beautiful with the language.
Beautiful.
And it is a reminder that in sport, the language is not to be underestimated. It's a great part. So there's this tendency to boil sport down to something more simple, I suppose. But I love the idea of giving it the context that it deserves and providing a language to it. It's not for everyone, but that's what I like about it.
Well, you do it magnificently. We haven't lost the cricket, by the way, have we?
No, we haven't. No. So Triple M have bought into the Ashes somewhat, but no, our rights are solid for many years.
We are the cricket station.
And you and Gary work together, do a magnificent job on 360. Gary's still bemoaning the fact that he can't wear a beard and sort of floppy hair on the program. Would you go to management on his behalf?
And see if we could get clearance for it.
I don't think so. I don't need to.
Well, Tony Armstrong's got the floppy hair and the moustache.
We'll
and
talk
everything.
About it next week.
He's let her wear
You've
it.
Left it too late. Jared, your sleep on a question for Temper Mattress like no other. What's been your highlight of the games? You can give us that next week on Wednesdays with Waitley.